The feasibility study was published in the Journal of Energy Policy and featured perspectives from various contributors, including Cornell University Professor of Engineering Tony Ingraffia. Ingraffia says the report is aimed at the state's energy stakeholders and argues that current regulations are slowing down the pace of converting generation based on fossil fuels to generation based on a combination of wind, water, and sunlight.
The point we're trying to make in the paper is the slow part is 10 years ago. 40% of all new electricity generation in the United States in 2012 came from wind and solar. The last month of 2012, the first month of 2013, 100% of all new electricity generation in the United States came from renewables.
Currently, the state's energy infrastructure includes about 15% from renewables. And Graffia says if the plan received the political support and private investment outlined, we'd continue to see a yearly increase in that percentage, eventually reaching 100%. He acknowledges that that would also involve an update to the grid.
Everybody knows that we have a very fragile electrical grid in the country, and that has to be upgraded. So if you want to upgrade it, you want to upgrade it for the traditional sources of fossil fuel electricity, which obviously over time are going to phase out, or do you want to just do it now and get it over with?
Ingraffia says the financial support renewables receive remains small compared to the hefty subsidies fossil fuels receive.
What many people don't understand is that the fossil fuel industry receives indirect subsidies in the form of what are called externalized costs. Those are costs paid by the consumer without knowing it, because fossil fuels, when they're burned, do produce air pollution, particulate matter. When we're paying our health insurance, we're paying for the increased morbidity and mortality.
The study was a non-funded volunteer effort and included input from students and professors from Cornell and Stanford University. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.